Welcome back to Unveiled by Grace. This is your man of God, Ron. Man, we back with another one. Wow, this is episode 11? Episode 11. Man, it's been a crazy week. Wow, well, I just recently had a birthday, June 17th, 2 days ago. Literally 48 hours ago. And it went great, man. Because my birthday actually was Monday. Excuse me. And Father's Day weekend was Sunday. Or that weekend prior. So, it was a great weekend. My wife, my kids, they treated me like a king. They truly did. But before that and until today, it's been a crazy week. And this makes the best episode message for you, and we're calling it new tires. What do I mean by new tires? Renewal. Spiritual renewal and strength that comes from our Heavenly Father. Man, I tell you, it's been one of those weeks where so many things have been going on. And y'all, I'm not going to get spiritually deep with y'all. I'm telling you, I'm not. It was just one of those weeks where so much has been going on. And, you know, so many things to do and work and preparing for this move. Just so much. It's the summertime, so the kids want to do stuff every single day. They don't want to take a break, and which is cool, but nah. It's been a lot. But those that wait on the Lord shall mount up wings like eagles. And He will renew your strength. I'm telling you, man, how many of you, I know so many of you, if you got kids, if you don't, you just have one of those weeks or months where you're in transition. A lot of things have happened. God has been blessing you, promotion, new business, new jobs, new location, just everything, right? And you're adjusting. There's more demand. And as men, we don't speak about it. We just do what we have to do. And not just as men. I'm sure it's some women who, you know, people. We have things we have to do. Because I don't want to do that, man, woman. I don't want to do that. But as a man, I can speak for us and say that we just do what we have to do. And, you know, we get ran down. Oh man, it was just one of those moments where, you know, you just be like, Lord, I'm tired. I am tired. But, you know, we take the time to wait. And sometimes that's just 10 minutes a day. Where you just go in your closet, in your car, turn off nothing. And it's just you and the Lord. And it's quiet. Then He goes and He tells you, I got you. And then you get the best sleep you ever got. And then you wake up and you're like, man, I got new tires on my car. New tires. Understand what tires represent. See, all of us at one point or another in our lives, we are gonna have to have road work. And when you're on the road, you need tires. You need new tires. Because the road gets bumpy, it gets rough, it's hard, and it's long. And, you know, you don't have the right tread on your tires, you will catch a flat. and now you're stranded. Well, you won't be stranded if one tire go out, but if two or three, yeah, you're going to be stranded until that tow truck come. And I did this message before about not rushing, taking your time, which is exactly a key element to this road work. But you going to drive 500 miles, you know, consistently there and back, here and there. And no tires going to wear down. Especially if you on a narrow road with rough terrains, off-road. You feel me? Because sometimes it get like that, where you got to go off-road. Mm-hmm. You got to go off-road. And, man, it's just been one of those weeks. It's been one of those months, you know, preparing for the move, packing, work, the podcast, the books, the everything, the kids, the, you know. But I'm here to tell you, man, oh man, he will renew. He is renewing. He has renewed your strength. And some of you, if you're like me, you have to keep the car doors locked. What do I mean by that? You know, because some people get in your car and they leave things, they take things, they just mess your car up and it gets all dirty. Or let me put it like this, because I said I'm not going to get spiritually deep. Some people just drain you. Mm-hmm. Some things just drain you, and you get drained, and you know you need to rest. You need to rest. You need to rest. And I'm here to tell you, he's bringing you rest. Cause I know me, man. I get to moving. I get to doing a lot of different things, and I can't sit still. And a lot of that is because I've been having so much to do, but I actually feel my best when I'm doing things. And I don't like to be busy, but I do. I definitely like to work on things to keep myself busy. Right? Not busyness, but just keeping myself in a state of creating, critically thinking, and solving problems, right? I just, and it could be small things, right? It could be anything, you know. I got to put that shelf up. Oh, let me change the filter. And I just be doing stuff sometimes around the house. But my point is, when we get moving, right? When we're moving. When we are transitioning, growing, it put miles on the vehicle, you know? It does. And more than anything, when you put miles on the vehicles, those tires are the first to go. Anybody will tell you, the tires are the first to go. Well, they're one of the main things, one of the most critical things you need on your vehicle that go first. So if you got a new car, the tires, outside of your oil change, it'd be the first thing to go. One of the major things is the tires. Yeah, man, so take better care of your vehicle. Take better care and make sure you got new tires every so often, because a lot of us are part of that, the crew, right? not the pit crew. That's funny. Like NASCAR. But a lot of us are part of the crew, and we in motion. We moving. And, you know, take the time to stop and get new tires. Seriously, man. It's just been one of those weeks, man, and I truly, truly know I'm speaking to a few of you guys, man, that are just, you're tired, but really, you just need new tires. Yeah, you need new tires. Ooh-wee. New tires. Seriously. And also, man, I have to shout out. I'm getting so much love from the UK. London specifically. You guys are awesome. You guys are showing so much love to the podcast that I have to. Every time I look at my analytics, you guys are like 30% of my crowd. The largest. Well, one of the largest. Of course, America is, you know, here at home in Georgia, California, Florida. You guys have just been showing love, man. I've been really, really, really just excited and just thankful that you guys are listening and tuning in and downloading and, you know, doing what y'all do, man. So I appreciate it. I truly do, man. I can't wait to put video behind the voice so I can really, truly, truly engage with you guys and do some lives. But I just, every episode, I'm just blown away with the level of support. It's really, and I'm literally doing minimal marketing, I'm not really, technically I wouldn't even call it marketing, because there's levels to marketing, and I'm not doing not even the base level. This is just God doing what he do. I upload the content. I mean, it's little technical things I have to do, but I put it to the platforms, and you guys just, you're finding, you're seeking, and that's what we want. That's what it's all about, you know. Seek and you shall find, and you guys have definitely found the coolest podcast on the internet right now. But I just really wanted to express to you guys that you've been renewed. I'll tell my brand new Toyo tires. Yep. And if you got the big boy trucks, then you guys have a different. Yeah. That's how y'all pulling up. And anybody who's from Atlanta, y'all know the car scene down here is crazy. It's crazy. Yes, a lot of scat pads and stuff like that, but it's crazy. So in reference to new tires, some of y'all been really doing too much. Like, I got a cousin that, man, this dude go through tires. Well, he used to before he purchased his newer vehicle. I'm not going to say what kind. He got a vet. But the Camaro and the Scat Pack, yo, he used to always go through the tires, man. It's crazy. It's crazy. But no, seriously, man, I truly, truly want you guys to take the time to just pay attention, be attentive to yourself, where you're spending your time, because it matters. And when you need to get that renewal, you know where to go. You know how to get there. And once you get there, you just wait and let him do what he do. He gonna fill you up. Renew. so you can get back on the road again. Cause that's one thing we gotta do. We gotta keep it moving. Keep it moving. Keep it moving, man. I truly, truly am blessed and grateful and thankful that I get to do what I'm doing. And that is to tell God's people and those who don't know him who he is and how Jesus Christ is the way. And hopefully those of you who are listening, you're part of a family. You're part of the body of Christ. And I love you guys. I truly, truly do. And I hope that my testimony, my experience could help bring light or shine light on your situation so you can know that you're not. And Pastor Bryant, Pastor Jamal Bryant at New Birth, that's my pastor here in Conyers, Georgia. Well, I don't live in Conyers, but that's where our church is. It's in Conyers. And he was just speaking about you're not the only one. And sometimes, man, even just with, you know, this road work and what we do, we feel like we're alone. We feel like we're alone. And sometimes that can be what causes your tires to, you know, run low, because you haven't been paying attention. You just been going. And sometimes we go, and we don't even know, like, man, I haven't even enjoyed, you know, anything. It's just been this after this after this, and not all just grinding and working hard. It's been like healing and growing and, you know, changing, like all of it. And we don't take the time to really be like, man, I've driven for 24 hours straight. I need to. And I started driving across country. So, yeah, I need tires, man. I know I came from Georgia, and I'm up here by Vermont. I don't even know where Vermont is on the map. I just said that, but I'm saying that's a, sounds like it's far from Georgia. Please, I'm not a geography major. I barely passed social studies, so. But I would assume Vermont is far from Georgia. But my point is, you know, you're not in it alone. He's with you. Open it. He's knocking at the door. Let him in. Cause I'm telling you, when you get to a point where you riding on tires that are bald, every little thing could disrupt your journey, and them tires gonna pop, and now you losing control going down I-85. You get what I'm saying? So take the time to pay attention and get those tires changed. I love you guys. That's my time. This is your man of God, Ron. This is Unveiled by Grace Podcast. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Man, episode 11. And this is just the beginning. I'm excited to continue to bring you guys new and more podcasts. Like I said before, definitely gonna have video coming very, very soon. Go to the YouTube, the IG, the Facebook. Everything is Unveiled by Grace. Go check us out. Go support us. Let's grow this family. Let's grow. Let's continue to spread the gospel. Let's continue to spread the good news. Let's continue to go through this unveiling process together, but only by his grace that we are here. I love y'all. Hope you guys have a great, great rest of your day. I'll see you guys in the next video, or the next episode. Sorry. This is your man of God, Ron. This is Unveiled by Grace podcast. I'll see you in the next one. Shalom.